That was, in fact, the wrong track. Give me a second. Let me get the right one here. Ah, yes. Got to make sure to get the last, very last sounds in at the end of the track. Anyway, sorry for the false start. Normally, I would just let it go. But I had just mentioned, and it's true, that that's really the only proggy track on that album, so I couldn't very well let the wrong track play. Anyway, music there from Lex Korten, K-O-R-T-E-N. We heard a track called Air Below Sky, and again, that's from an album called Canopy. He is a New York-based keyboardist and composer. Really great record. And that will do it for tonight's show. Thanks so much for listening, folks. The pleasure has been all mine. Thanks, as always, to all the lovely folks on the comments board. You're lovely, even if you are not on the comments board. Have a great week. See you next time. Up next, Amanda, and she'll be followed, as usual, at 9 p.m. by Daniel Blumen. Have a great week. See ya. You're tuned to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, MFU in Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org.
Out here in the field.
Let's watch a movie tonight. Chicago, Arizona. I just did, buddy.
Nice. I just did.
Okay, send me that. We'll just use it.
Ooh.
Good evening. Welcome, everybody, to Out Here in the Field, WFMU's show that explores field recordings and sound effects, often with some other stuff thrown in there, too. Without deviating too much from the prescribed theme of the show. My name is Amanda. I'm going to be here until 9 p.m., bringing you various sounds from various places. Right now, we are listening to Orange Noise. And a few weeks ago, I talked a little bit about different colors of static and why each of them is desirable in its own special way. And I'll get back to that in just a second. But I missed the orange noise that I demonstrated for you guys back then. Found it very soothing, so I thought I'd bring it back. In that first set, we heard a badly damaged VHS tape playing soundtrack music from the closing credits of a movie that played on TV and was taped on that VHS tape. The movie was called The Entity. I don't know anything about it, but I stumbled upon that recording online, and I found it captivating and wonderful in that way that damaged tape noise tends to be very sought after these days, and I can see why. And there was quite a bit of that kind of VHS static hum in the background of that too, and that put me in mind of the orange noise. Before that, we heard Terje Isingstedt with his group. The piece was called The Dawning. The album was called Winter Songs. It came out in 2010. And this is a group from Norway who participate in something called the Scandinavian Ice Music Festival each year. And they play instruments made of ice. So I don't think everything you heard was an instrument made of ice, but a lot of it was. And their instruments are called things like the ice harp and the ice guitar, and my favorite, the isophone. George Vlad is the field recordist who brought us the sounds of hyenas before that. Yes, those were hyenas. And that is the sound, besides laughing, that hyenas make when they call to each other. And we started the set with Jeremiah Chu and Marta Sophia Honer from a brand new album called Recordings from the Åland Islands, which is in the Balkans. It is out on International Anthem. And the song we heard was Sturby House Piano. Okay, so let me demonstrate some different colors of noise. This is orange noise, as I said. And next we have just plain old white noise, which I guess there's different types of it, but you can hear that it's much harsher. I would never play that in a set without me talking over it because it sounds like static, because it is static. It's the classic type of TV static. All right, now this is bass-boosted smooth green noise. I'm sourcing these from various YouTube channels run by various people, by the way. So green noise, they call the background noise of the world. And it is said to include rivers and oceans and all animal sounds, you know, kind of all jumbled together. This is green noise. Next, we have red noise. And if you don't discern a difference between all of these, that's okay too. It's sometimes difficult. Red noise is used in the background of shows and movies that involve space. I guess, you know, if you're flying through space on the Starship Enterprise is what you hear. Red noise. And this is pink noise. That's the one that if you listen to it long enough, it's good for your tinnitus. And we have brown noise over here. Some delicious brown noise. And finally, of course, we have the brown sound. That's right. The brown sound is what Eddie Van Halen strove for in his guitar playing. All right, that's enough of that. That's silly. Thank you for listening to WFMU tonight. My name is Amanda, and I'm happy when it rains.
California, these are the sounds of basic training.
Welcome you to the United States Army Fort Ord Reception Station.
For thousands of recruits each year, the United States Army Infantry Training Center at Fort Ord, California, is the starting point of their service career. It is here that the transformation from civilian to soldier takes place. These are the sounds of this transformation, the sounds of basic training.
The mission of the reception station is to receive, orient, and process you into the Army. During the time that you are here, we will issue you your uniforms, initiate your military records, and pay you $60 partial pay. Applications for pay allotments and identification cards for those of you who have dependents will also be prepared here, providing you have the proper documentation.
Okay, what I want you to do is move these forms off your desk, take the envelope, seal them, and address them to anybody you want them to go to. Anybody at home, that's your mother, your father, your wives, your girlfriends, anybody you want to send it to.
It all begins at the Fort Ord reception station, where each new recruit is thoroughly processed before beginning his basic training. One of the duties of the reception station is the haircut.
Where you coming from? Where you coming from?
I'm not. Where?
I'm not. Wisconsin.
Next on the agenda, the issuing of his Army clothing.
What was yours?
Okay, move over here and wait for your paper. As long as you get your paper, move to the next station. Next man, 1-6 and 7-8.
I want you to pick up 2 pair of combat boots. And put them in your bag. Next, I want 1 Cap Garrison Wool AG-44.
Then a trip to the dispensary where he receives immunizations.
Oh, no.
They take 1 today and 1 tomorrow.
1 today and 1 tomorrow. We don't do business like that here. Roll both t-shirt sleeves up on top of your shoulder.
What's your line
up? 158.
Relax. You got your muscle tight. Relax. There you go. You didn't feel that, did you?
No.
Good.
Before leaving the reception station, he takes scores of important tests. Tests which will help determine his future Army occupation.
You're here today to take the test in the Army Classification Battery. These tests are very important. The scores you make on these tests will help the Army decide what kind of job you're best qualified to do. Your scores will be on your record throughout your entire Army career.
This is out here in the field, and I'm Amanda. What did we hear in that last set as I slosh around in the bathtub? Sounds of basic training at the U.S. Army Training Center in Fort Ord, California, is the last track that we heard, side one of a 7-inch record, released in 1973. And if you had told me 1953, I would have completely believed you. I guess on the Army base, things stay the same for quite a while. What with getting haircuts and all that. Before that, binaural experience brought us some very excellent computer noise, including a CD burner. To my ears, by now sounded somewhat retro. I no longer regularly hear computers like that, you know, that have that much whirring. But maybe that person, I don't know, lives in a different country where they have older machines. That field recording is from 2023, so not that long ago. And under that, we played Martin Denny doing A Fine Romance off of the album Sayonara from 1967.
It's called Sayonara because the music is supposed to sound somewhat Japanese or be Japanese inspired a little bit. Ellie Roniker did Happy When It Rains, that very good cover of the Jesus and Mary Chain song. And we played that along with lots of rain and thunder and ambiance of falling rain on the ground, on umbrellas, on tents, on a lot of different surfaces, which I hope you enjoyed, as I hope you will enjoy the rest of the show. We are over halfway through, and I'm going to be here until the top of the hour. So enjoy the second half of the program. Thank you for listening. This is WFMU. Thank you.
The temperature is 90 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. A flash flood watch is in effect for our area. Here's our local Doppler radar. For tonight, scattered thunderstorms. A few storms may be severe. Low, 73. Winds southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of rain, 40%. And on Friday, scattered strong to severe thunderstorms. High, 84. Chance of rain, 60%. And Friday night, thunderstorms. Low, 71. Winds south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Our week ahead. Traffic congestion for our area. Thank you.
We are currently listening to such a great project by Francisco Lopez here on Out Here in the Field on WFMU. The album is called Conveyor Belts USA, and what was done was microphones were put on bags that went through the bag checking process at various airports in the United States. This is the San Francisco one. And so what we're hearing is what people never are privy to. Something happens to a bag as it goes on the conveyor belt into the wall and into the bag handling process. This was released in 2023. And when I looked up information about it, I was surprised and delighted to see in the acknowledgments WFMU's DJ Fabio and WFMU's engineer Scott Kay. I would have played it anyway, guys. We heard a little bit of Weather Channel nostalgia from a great website that I recommend if you love, you know, sort of 80s, 90s TV nostalgia as I do. It's called TWC Classics. And there are some amazing nerds out there who have archived lots and lots of clips from the Weather Channel with really good, smooth jazz. As you heard, Asutenki is another person in that vein who sort of taps into the 80s TV nostalgia. He's also known as Weather Forecast, Japanese artist. That was an excerpt, actually, of his track Rock Ptarmigan. And we heard some ptarmigans as well, doing their strangled sounding call. Those were willow ptarmigans running through the snow. And they are grouse. They're kind of like chickens, really, like wild chickens. And they're very, like, pudgy and white and cute. Something fun before that from Natalia Bayliss out of Ireland. Her 2021 release, Variations on a Sewing Machine. It's a sewing machine with a board hooked up to it to capture the sewing machine sounds. And we also heard from a classic sound effects record on the Major Records label. That was Sound Effects Volume 19, if you're keeping track at home. And we heard divers working underwater. What were they working on? It doesn't say. Farming coral. Digging for a T1 line. Harvesting oysters. Many different things could have been happening. Super, super psyched to have all of you on board with me this evening. If you want to follow along with what I'm playing, you can go to WFMU.org right now and look at the live Accu playlist. And you can also drop a comment if you'd like. A formal hello right now to everybody who is commenting on the playlist currently. A lot of the time, I am so busy with the show that I can't comment, but I see you. I'm glad. Let's get on with the rest of the show, because because time is running out.
Blend in again and get in the same thing again.
We're not always smiling. I mean, you know, we have arguments and all that too, but I mean...
No, we don't.
It doesn't last too long, you know. We're very fire kind. You know, like, John is such a hot-tempered person.
No, I'm not.
I have a few moments. You mind if I...
No, no, please, John, it's great, you know. Because we're talking how beautiful the world is, and it's true.
Well, today it is. Yesterday it was terrible, so what the hell, yeah.
But
well,
you know, terrible
it's,
days, it's not, you know,
well,
you know, I think life's...
If it was really bad, we'd kill ourselves. It can never be that bad.
No.
You're going to steal my lyrics. Yeah. For what reason, I have no idea.
I don't steal them. Just
well, I mean, always, I had a complete set all
you
neatly.
You have it there, and
no,
I don't
no,
want
they're
to
all in my
lost,
bag.
Yeah.
You just took them.
Do you want me to look for it? Which one do you want?
I want Beautiful Boy, that's all. I know them by heart, but I feel better if I can see it. You know, when I open my eyes from singing, I just see the words.
Nobody controls me. I'm uncontrollable. The only one that can control me is me, and that's just barely possible. But that's what life is about, and that's the lesson I'm learning. If somebody's going to impress me, whether it be a Maharishi or a Janov or a Yoko, then there comes a point where the emperor has no clothes, because I do stupid things. I've done stupid things. I'm naive, but I'm also not stupid.
Expect no rain, said the weatherman, but it did. I hope it don't fall on me, I said, but it did. Now the sky looked blue, and there's hardly a cloud in the sky.
As the blizzard rages on around us, I have to say goodbye. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening tonight. We just heard Chaz Knapp. That just came out this week for Bandcamp Friday. It's called Winter Music, and it's field recordings of him trying to play guitar with cold fingers in cold weather. And warping instruments and stuff. We had some NYC ambiance. Thank you, Evan Funk Davies, for sending me the NYC sounds of Brooklyn from the depths of lockdown in 2020. And just a little bit of John and Yoko talking from an unmade, unfinished documentary that came out on record posthumously for him. That's all. I also made a field recording of walking in Brooklyn. I'm not going to tell you where. And I'm not going to be here next week. Please make David Sussman feel very, very welcome. I'm so happy to have him fill in for me next week with his amazing show, Inner Ear Detour. He's going to do a field recording show of his own. And I'll be back in 2 weeks. Please stay tuned now for Daniel Blumen. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
I suppose it's fantasy for the most part. Sounds like a fairy tale, really. Once upon a time, there was a prince who fell in love with a beautiful girl, someone who had lost her memory. He offered her his life and his fortune. They were married. He ordered a palace to be built. She designed it all by herself, personally supervised every detail of its construction, as if she were following a master blueprint lodged somewhere in her memory. Where, she didn't know. A year went by. They lived happily together until one day, by a river in a garden, she stabbed the prince, thus murdering him. It was as if she were overpowered by a devil. Just before he died, her husband asked her why she had done this to him. She couldn't answer. But again, a vague, distant memory stirred her consciousness. She wondered where she had seen the palace in the garden before. As she leaned over her dead husband to give him a final kiss, in a sudden flash, she knew. She knew with icy recognition. This was part of her memory in the past. There was no doubt in her mind. The palace had been built in another world. She knew now where she had seen it all before. In the deepest depths of hell. It belonged to Lucifer. The devil, the devil, the devil, the devil.